Politico, Democrats DACA amnesty stalls amid political fear of migrant crime. By Neil Munro on May 5, 2019. Democrats have quietly stalled their push to amnesty millions of young Dreamer migrants because they fear the public will oppose a giveaway to migrant criminals, according to Politico. Under the headline Dreamer Bill Stalls Amid Dem Divisions, Politico reported. The bill is stalled because of an intra-party fight over providing citizenship to undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Multiple lawmakers and aides said Thursday, and a likely committee vote is now delayed. The bill, authored by Representative Lucille Roybal-Allard, Democrat California, would allow undocumented immigrants to commit three misdemeanors before they're disqualified from seeking citizenship. But some Democrats worry the language in the bill is too broad and want to consider changes so that committing only certain misdemeanors would allow people to remain on the path to citizenship. Democratic legislators are worried that Republicans could weaponize the Dreamers bill, as Politico gently puts it. In plain English, Democrats worry that GOP will spotlight the amnesty provisions for many illegal migrant drunk drivers will prompt swing voters to pull the lever against Democratic candidates in 2020. In California and many other states, DUIs are misdemeanors, ensuring that many illegal aliens have misdemeanors in their criminal record. Many Americans have been killed by drunk driving illegals. In July 2018, for example, Breitbart reported. A Guatemalan national living in the U.S. illegally pleaded guilty on Friday to driving drunk and causing a fatal crash that took the lives of Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his driver. Manuel Ortega Zavala, 37, entered a guilty plea to two counts of causing death to a person while driving under the influence of alcohol with a blood alcohol content, BAC, of 0.15 or greater, the Indy Star reported. Ortega Zavala reportedly drove his Ford F-150 pickup truck onto the emergency shoulder on I-70 in Indianapolis on February 4, fatally striking Jackson and his Uber driver, Jeffrey Munro, while they were stopped on the side of the road. The DUI issue came up in Senate debate the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill. But it was effectively sidelined as media coverage moved to other parts of the huge amnesty and cheap labor bill. Roughly 125,000 young illegal aliens drop out or graduate from U.S. high schools each year, according to a recent report by a pro-migration group, the Migration Policy Institute. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers, and approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners and rarely punishes companies for employing the population of at least 8 million illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions. This policy of flooding the market with cheap foreign white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts children's schools and college educations. It also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment from the heartland to the coasts, explodes rents, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces.